This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. President Biden made his first big international appearance as president today. Virtual attendance at the G7 summit and a foreign policy speech to the Munich Security Conference. The administration was pretty upfront about the agenda. Resetting relationships is what they want to do. And even though a lot of the conversation was about cybersecurity and climate change and health security and good old-fashioned military security, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, the global economy was right there in the mix.
President Biden emphasized his commitment to NATO, a strategic alliance that in recent years was sometimes subject to economic coercion. Matthew Goodman is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The way the Trump administration approached it was to sort of use the threat of some other action like tariffs or something to force countries to increase their spending. And that wasn't taken very well by our allies.
Even though Biden is taking a very different approach to the relationship, he's constrained by some domestic realities, says Marina Henke, who runs the Hurdy Center for International Security in Berlin.
What hasn't changed is the American economic and societal landscape. You have certain states which suffer and they benefit from tariffs and, you know, other restrictions.
The Biden administration says it wants to return to working with the World Trade Organization. But when it comes to rolling back the Trump trade agenda, says Goodman at CSIS,
they don't want to engage in trade negotiations until the investments have been made at home that help American workers get, you know, our economy more competitive.
Which means the Biden administration is going to have to walk a transatlantic tightrope, protecting the American economy without coming off too wary allies as too protectionist. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.